Park City Municipal explores ways to best clean the scale that builds up on water lines throughout the city. Scale can be significant in pipes, notably because a large portion of our municipal water comes from sources heavily laden with minerals. If you've never heard of ice pigging, don't worry, most haven't. But the test procedure did draw a small group of onlookers on a rainy morning along Park Avenue in Old Town this week. According to Michelle DeHaan of the city's water department, there's just one company in the nation that performs this procedure. Pigging involves salt, water, and a refrigeration truck that acts as a huge slurpee machine.
Now they're actually moving the ice into the pipeline, and the water over here is actually water that's in the distribution system. And so it's very, you know, clear, clean water still. And what they're going to do is be bringing that salt in. And there's a machine over here that actually is measuring the different salt content, because the salt is actually what lowers the temperature. The water temperature here is the system temperature still at about 50 degrees. We're going to see it actually drop considerably.
When the water combines with salt and is run through the on-site refrigeration truck, ice is made, which is then injected into the water pipes and, much like a glacier, scours the pipes, bringing down the scale to be deposited below.
So if the ice pigging is working correctly, then we should see that turbidity level rise as it's scraping
exactly.
the scale off the
exactly.
pipes. Okay.
Yep, and that you can see that conductivity number is actually starting to come up, where it's going to start climbing as the salt and the ice pig starts moving into the pipeline. And as we'll see, the sewer manhole over here will be accepting the salty water that's going to contain basically anything that's coming off the pipe walls.
Okay.
And we'll see it in a bucket over here, too, where the USU students are collecting samples for their master's programs.
Melinda Friedman of Confluence Engineering Group is overseeing the project. She says the ice would then make its way through the pipe from higher up on Park Avenue, bringing the ice and scale with it. And then it came, bringing with it a not very appealing looking substance.
You'll see this water is going to get very dark. And look now.
Oh, yeah. Nasty.
They're cleaning the pipe.
Jägermeister.
The Jägermeister comment was that of Mayor Dana Williams, and he was right. It was about that color. Then as it became more slushy and the scale diluted, it became lighter again, looking more like water. Friedman says there are various ways to clean water pipes. The city has always used flushing, but that doesn't do as thorough of a job.
Flushing is the least aggressive, but good at just removing stuff that's floating around the system. Then the next aggressive is generally ice pigging, and then swabbing is the most aggressive.
Okay.
And we just want to find the right thing for your system and your scales and your water quality.
That fits in also with our budget.
That's right.
Exactly right.
Because this is the most expensive. Right?
Well, we'll see, because you have to do a life cycle cost. It might last the longest. If it's the most effective, you don't have to come back for 10 years.
The swabbing she speaks of was tested on the pipes the previous day. DeHaan explains the process.
You actually inject this foam block that's about a foot and a half by diameter, and it's soft to touch, and you actually shove it in a fire hydrant. As the water system water moves that swab through the pipeline, you have very clear water. And then you'll have basically this slug of the water that has been darker based on the fact that it's been rubbing against the pipeline.
That's Park City Water Quality Program Manager Michelle DeHaan. When asked just how clogged the pipes are with scale, DeHaan says they were pleasantly surprised that most pipes only have a buildup of about a 16th of an inch thick. And that can't stand up to swabbing and ice pigging. You can go online to our KPCW Facebook page to see pictures of the process. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.